Hey guys, Shauna McKenzie, founder of Best Kept Self with your Monday morning pep talk. So the other day I find myself at Starbucks, which is often the case, and I am really craving a chai latte, which I love, but instead, in light of trying to cut out caffeine and sugar from my diet, I decide that I will just go for straight hot tea. So I'm in line, I finally get up to the register, and the lady asks what I'd like, and very simply I just tell her, I'd like a soy chai latte, no water, with a single. Just comes out of my mouth with absolutely no self-control or restraint. And while that chai latte was amazing, I regretted it for the rest of the day, physically and mentally, over the fact that I could not practice that self-control. So it really got me thinking about how many times throughout the day we have to make a choice between self-expression or indulgence, which we're all about in the Best Kept Self office, and restraint and self-control, which I think gets a kind of a bad rap from time to time. One of my favorite books called Choosing Civility by P.M. Forney says that restraint is the art of feeling good later. And every time I remember that quote, it just makes so much sense in the world. And I think that's truly the key to indulging well in life and finding that balance. And when we practice restraint as an art and when we really infuse restraint into our lifestyle and infuse it into our thoughtfulness about how we go about things, truly what we're doing in that moment is putting ourselves first. I know there's a lot of connotation around the word restraint that sounds like we're giving up freedom. In fact, that really couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, when we practice self-control and restraint in the right situations, that just simply means we're choosing to express ourselves in a different way in that moment than we would another way. Often, which is going to benefit us 5 minutes later, an hour later, 24 hours later, 10 years later, whatever it's going to be. And how amazing is it that we have the freedom and the control to be able to put ourselves first in that moment and not fall into a trap of doing something because it feels good right there, you know, rushing into action and then regretting it later. So in this book, and this is what I want you to practice this week, because again, it once you realize that, you see it happens constantly throughout your day where you're having to practice restraint or practice self-expression. Where's that balance? So PM Forney gives us three questions, which I think are really, really good gut check and really help me out, and I'll share them with you. The first one is, do I really want to do this? Really simple question. Do you really want to do this? The second is anyone going to be hurt by me doing this? And the third one is, will I like having done this? Very simple, and the key is just stopping for a moment and remembering to ask yourself those three questions. So remember again that restraint is the art of feeling good later. There's so much truth in that. And I would love to know, share a little moment in your day-to-day or throughout this week. I'd like to hear where you've practiced the art of restraint and how it's paid off for you and how you've reaped benefits. Maybe it's with exercise, maybe it's with choosing a certain food over the other, maybe it's holding back from something really nasty that you want to say out of anger, or holding back, you know, something where you might want to just spout off words, or maybe it's restraining from sleeping in when you really know you should get up because you'll feel better later. Whatever it is, I'd love to hear how you implement that this week. And as always, any other thoughts are gladly welcomed. We will see you next week.